Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos. Here we are continuing the halachos of Haitzah, and in Yetz Hashem, this will be the last shiur on Haitzah. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Aleph Sif Yedayin talks about a chigar, someone who can't walk. She'eino yachol leilek leimakol. He cannot get around without his cane, without his walking stick. So halacha is mutter leilek by afilu in a kasher by. It's mutter to go out and shush a rabbin with the stick, even though it's not tied to him. What's the reason? Because since he can't walk without it, it's like one of his shoes, one of his limbs. He can't walk out without it, so it becomes like a bottle to him, and therefore it's not a problem of Haitzah. But the Shulchan Aruch says, if you can walk around without it, then the halacha is that you know needs it to help him out, but that's aser, that's called carrying. And the Ramah says that a chayla has the same thing as a chigar, labdaf is someone who doesn't have use of his foot. A chayla also can't walk well. If he can't walk without the stick, it's more to use a stick. Someone breaks his foot. He can walk out with crutches. If he can't walk out any other way, but if he walks around without it, then it cannot be bottled to him. Like the Magen Avraham speaks out, if someone around his house could get around no problem without a stick, he walks around his house. But when he goes outside, he's worried he might fall, therefore he takes a stick. That would be usur to go out with Shirabim with the stick, because it's Issa of Eitzah. It's considered carrying. It cannot be bottled to you if you can walk without it. If you can walk without it, it can't be considered one of your limbs, one of your shoes, because you can walk without it. Therefore, Allah is, only if you cannot walk without it, can you go out with it in Shirabim. But if you walk around your house without a walking stick, without a cane, then it's usher to go out in Shirabim with the cane. Now, what about someone who, in the house, he doesn't use a cane, but he uses a chair, he uses the table, the walls. He can't walk regularly. He has to grab onto something. So, Zok the Chutshan, even listen Krelitz, that's called someone who can't walk without a walking stick. And therefore, such a person could walk out with his cane, with his crutches. If in the house, he has to lean on things to get around, that's considered not be able to walk around without help, and therefore is mutter to use a makel or a stick or cane or crutches if he cannot get around even in the house without holding on to something. Now, someone who could walk around no problem without a cane, but when it gets icy, since he's a little older person, he likes using a cane to make sure it doesn't slip. In that case, it would be usur to carry that out in Shirabim on Shabbos, because it cannot be sitting on your limbs, because really he could walk. It's just the outside factor, the ice, that's causing him to feel slippery, and therefore it will be usur to go out with that cane on Shabbos without an Erev, because that will be carrying. Now, if someone only walks with a walker or crutches or a scooter, someone has broken foot, it has the same halachas. Then it depends. If he gets around the house, he has like a boot, he gets around the house no problem without the scooter, he cannot use the scooter out on Shabbos. But even if in the house he needs a scooter or he needs a chair to hold on to, then it'll be mutter to use that scooter or that walker or that crutches on Shabbos. Now, that's pashut, that you cannot go out with a makel that's used l'kavod. Like someone has a silver cane and he goes out with it even though he can walk regular, that's pashut, that's awesome. Mishmur speaks that out. Now, the shayla of the Paiskim Dan is, what about a wheelchair? So we're saying pashut, the guy can't walk, he can use a cane or crutches, and that's considered one of his limbs. Now, let's say someone cannot walk and he gets around with a wheelchair. Is it mutter for him to go out with a wheelchair without an erev on Shabbos? So Rav Moshe Feinstein, or Chaim Chelek Dal, Simon Tzadik, says that it's mutter. He says, just like the stick considered your shoe and part of you, see here also, since you cannot get around without this wheelchair, so you could go out with this wheelchair on Shabbos. That's pasha, that someone else can't push you, because that person is pushing you and a wheelchair on Shabbos. That's definitely Haitzah. The question is to wheel yourself, because this is the way you get around. This is the way you walk, so maybe that's considered part of you, and therefore you could use a wheelchair. So Rav Moshe holds, yeah, it could be considered part of you. I could wheel myself, my own wheelchair. But the Michz Yitzchak argues, he says, it's different because here, it's also considered that you're carrying the wheelchair as well, because since you're sitting on it and it's traveling with you, it's ke'ilu, I'm moving the kisei also, the chair into Shirabim, and I'm just sitting on top of it. It's not the same like a stick, a walking stick, that helps me walk. Here, it's like two things. It's I'm sitting on it and I'm bringing it out. Therefore, he holds it's a problem of Haitzah. And a lot of Paiskim are machmir. And therefore, if someone has a shayla, ask a shayla, a lot of places by machmir to go out of Shirabim with a wheelchair. And again, we're saying that's pasha, someone else to push you is definitely also. The question is, you yourself, that's the machlokes, Rav Moshe Feinstein, and the Minchas Yitzchak, and a person should ask a shayla if it's ever the Negeya. But again, that's pasha, if someone cannot walk without crutches, or cannot walk without a scooter, or without a walker, it's mutter to go out on Shabbos in Shirabim.